This is Passport to Texas. Bobwhite quail used to be abundant in the eastern third of the state, but habitat loss sent this small game bird packing in search of hospitable environs.
Private landowners are the key to increasing habitat.
More than 90% of the state is privately owned. Jim Willis, who owns the WW Ranch, improved the habitat on his property and rallied his neighbors to do the same. Together, they created the Wildlife Habitat Federation.
The Wildlife Habitat Federation applied for a Conservation Innovation Grant. And with this grant, we received $120,000, which was a seed money for getting some major wildlife conservation programs off the ground. We match that with funds that we receive from the landowners that are participating, get a lot of help from Texas Parks and Wildlife. I can tell you that we've been blessed with the technical and the financial help we're getting from them. With that assistance, we're getting landowners to sign up to put in a wildlife corridor.
At 7 miles long and at least 150 feet wide, the corridor runs from the WW Ranch to the Atwaters Prairie Chicken National Wildlife Refuge. Willis says he hopes their efforts reestablish wildlife in the area. That's our show with support from the Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.